Okay, now we're gonna do something a little bit different. We're going off-beast. Ready? Whee!
And this morning, something to make you rethink how you stock your fridge.
It's not about a few fries. It's about what the fries represent.
What?
All food! Joey doesn't share food!
I hope you finished your breakfast. That's Joey from the TV hit show Friends, clearly precious about sharing his food. But in Germany, there's a significant number of people who feel very differently. In Berlin, there are 25 communal fridges dedicated to collecting and distributing leftover food. But sadly, the project has hit some speed bumps. Veronika Buschmann is an ambassador for the food sharing network Verteilers in Berlin, and she joins me via Skype. Hi, Veronika, are you there?
Yeah, hello, I'm here.
Can you tell us a little bit more about Verteilers? Like, what exactly do you do?
Okay, so their Verteilers are part of the whole food sharing network, which is meant to basically share food that you can't use by yourself anymore because, for example, you just bought too much. And it started with the possibility to share food like via online food baskets. But then we realized we're actually excluding a huge amount of people who don't use internet or who don't have access to internet. And so we came up with the idea of these Verteilers, which are basically fridges placed all over the city. And the idea is that everybody can go there and either bring some food or take some food. You even don't have to be like signed in online with the food sharing network itself. You can just use it if you think it's a good idea.
And these fridges are where? When you say they're in the city, like, are they publicly accessible in the city?
They're like all kind of different places. We have some which are placed like in swap shops, for example, or in gift shops. There is some like in small cafes. There is some in the yards of like former squats, which are now housing projects. And yeah, so it's like some like in kind of what we call kind of like community cafes, which like are run on a non-profit base. And yeah, so it's like different places.
Who takes advantage of this initiative? Like is it students? Is it homeless people? Is it just anyone who can walk by and just pick up some bread? Like who benefits from
it? It's basically anybody. Well, I think the fridges probably is, of course, like a way bigger part of like, for example, homeless people or elderly people who don't or who can't use the internet so much than like in the food baskets. But otherwise, it's everybody who walks by. They're, like, it quite often happens. There was one Verteiler placed in front of like a museum for children, and it was like placed up like on the street in front of the entrance, and just random people walking by, they of course stopped because they thought, oh well, what's that? And so yeah, then they got active involved as well.
And how long does the food sit in the fridges themselves? I mean, a few days?
I would say like usually it's less than 24 hours, and in most parts less than 12 hours, like usually just like really short time.
Are there rules involved in terms of like things? Let's say I'm in a restaurant. Can I just leave half a meal in the fridge, or does it have to be in a certain condition?
Yes, it has to be. And there's some certain foods that are completely excluded from these kind of fridges because we just can't make sure that they're like totally safe. Like, for example, meals with like fresh egg inside or like raw meat or something like this. And it has to be labeled like what's inside, of course, so that like if you store it like in a box, it has to be like a box that is like, of course, usable for food. And it has to be labeled like what's inside, of course.
Because there have been some problems from this, right? Basically, I understand food safety inspectors claimed that some of the items in one particular fridge weren't properly sealed and posed a health hazard. And what's happened as a result of that?
Well, they made problems once because like some items that we thought are pretty clear what they are were in their eyes not labeled well enough, and because of like we don't list who's bringing which items, so mainly like a bureaucracy reason. And this was like, as you said, like in one particular fridge and like in one district of Berlin, and as Berlin is consisting of different districts, they have an other controller for each district, or like an other authority to control these things in each district. And this, like with this fridge, they started, okay, like we are gonna basically claim these fridges to be treated like a commercial food vendor, and they want to force us to follow the same rules, which is not changing so much hygienic wise because we are already having pretty high hygienic standards, which were ironically even developed with food controllers from other cities, so they know what they are doing and they know what they told us, I guess at least. The main issue that's bothering us now is the bureaucracy that's coming along with that, because there should be a person who's like solely responsible for like a certain fridge, and she basically needs to sit there all the time, like writing a list who's bringing which food item, what the food exactly contains, which allergens there might be in the food, who brought it, where it came from before, and like just like a lot of listing, which of course we can't do because we are all volunteers.
You're listening to Sunday Extra with me, Sami Shah, right here behind the microphone. And I'm talking to Veronica Bushman, ambassador for the food sharing network Fair Tylers in Berlin. Do you think this idea will spread, Veronica, beyond Berlin, maybe to the rest of Germany or perhaps even the rest of Europe?
Basically, it already did. We already do have food sharing and some Verteilers in Switzerland and Austria. And funny enough, in Austria, even one of the city authorities thought it's a super good idea to get their Verteiler fridge just directly in front of their building, which is like really ironic to the scene if you see how we're treated in Berlin now. And the food sharing idea and all these, like, we get like requests, like how it all works basically from all over the world, like Korea, China, Saudi Arabia, Brazil. So I think the idea at least already spread, and I'm really, really positive that also the projects will spread, and that it's actually, because I think it's such a great and such an easy idea that it's like going to go viral, I hope, in the real world, not only like online.
And to save the fridge that has been shut down by the department, there's been a petition posted online, I believe, in Berlin on the Facebook page. And how's the response been?
Oh, it's great. The Facebook was just one of our channels to advertise the petition. It's done by WeACT, which is like a sub organization of Campact. If you maybe know that. And like within 2 days, we got like 10,000 people to sign. And right now we are like heading towards the 25,000. And so, yeah, it's a great response, of course.
So how's it looking? Do you think the fridges will be saved?
I'm pretty looking forward that we will find like a solution, that we find some way that the authorities can say, okay, we are fine with running it like this. They basically just asking for something black on white that reveals them of feeling kind of responsible for this. So if we get like a solution that we say, okay, this is like a good idea, it should be protected. And if somebody doesn't like the food because they think there's not enough lists of where it comes from, they just don't take anything out of it. That's basically it. But I'm positive that we will find some kind of solution.
Well, it's interesting because what you're basically saying is some of this is secondhand food, if you will. And then there's also in Denmark, for example, there's a shop that opened recently, a supermarket that sells only expired food. And then there's also the whole free trade movement. Is there basically a change in the perception of what is fit to eat and how people consume their food? Are they rethinking that, you think?
I think there is basically a change in the perception and like also more awareness, because I think that the topic is more present in the media as well. And there's been like a big movement already of like reducing other kinds of waste and reusing other things. And then people realize that it also like affects the whole food area. And then they realize, okay, we are throwing away way, way too much. And it's not only ethically a thing like to throw away food, but they also realize that there's like a lot of energy behind like to bring the food to your table, like that it's not only like growing in your fridge, but that it has to be like processed and transported and stored in the fridge in the store. And then it's like all these energy we will throw away as well. And like with the problems of the climate change and everything, people, I'm pretty positive, just get more aware of all the problems this is actually causing.
We hope so, too. Thank you, Veronica.
Thank you. Goodbye.
That's Veronica Bushman, ambassador for the food sharing network Fair Tylers in Berlin.